on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 24, Johannesburg 22, Rissenburg 23 grade.
There's an accident and a crime scene on the N1 heading from Midrand up towards Pretoria. It's just before the R55 off-ramp. That highway looking horrendous at the moment. Find yourself an alternative route. Give the N1 a skip.
To a man with your sport headlines, Tony Brown hails Andre Esther Racing's unique edge and the IOC moves closer to a ban on transgender women.
Die waarnemende minister van Polisie, Firoz Kachalia, is oortuig dat 'n hersiende weergawe van 'n teenbende strategie die oplossing kan wees vir desperate gemeenskappe. Hy het besoek afgelê aan Westbury en Reigerpark in Johannesburg waar minstens 8 mense dood is. Cliff Shiko is daar.
Acting Police Minister Firoz Kachalia says the revised anti-gang strategy will tackle drug-related crimes and the proliferation of illegal firearms. He says the government has allocated funding for the implementation of the strategy.
Young boys who are being recruited between the ages of 13 and 19. They're supposed to be in school. They're supposed to be looking forward to a bright.
Currently, the minister and the police top brass are engaged in a meeting with the community in Reigerpark. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Reigerpark, Ekurhuleni.
In ander nuus het die afgetrede adjunkoof van die Ekurhuleni Metropolisiediens of eerder net die polisiediens Riva Spies getuienis gelewer van hoe 'n landsburger dood is nadat die persoon deur die metropolisie gemartel is. Nou, hy sê die voorval het in Brakpan plaasgevind en is reeds deur die onafhanklike polisie ondersoekdirektoraat ondersoek. Iets wat hy gesê het.
And what was alleged is that they tortured this person on the scene where they used the method called tubing, which is a piece of rubber that you pull over a person's face and you suffocate the person.
En dis nou weer hier waar ons weer hoor van Julius Mkwanazi, wat destyds die direkteur was vir die gespesialiseerde dienste.
From the scene they called Brigadier Mkwanazi after it took place now. And Brigadier Mkwanazi arrived on the scene in a white Golf. And he then went proceeded to direct them how to clean the scene.
En die nasionale hoof van die Valk is 'n taakspan wat ondersoek ingestel het na Duduzile Zuma Sambudla se beweerde rol in die 2021 onluste het voor die Hooggeregshof in Durban verskyn. Generaal Gopal Govender is die eerste getuie in die saak teen die MK-partylid, dis ook die dogter van oud-president Jacob Zuma. Nushira Sudial was in die hof.
During cross-examination, Zuma Sambudla's attorney, Dali Mpofu, first questioned Govender about the dozens of WhatsApp groups he earlier said were used to coordinate the riots. Govender confirmed that Zuma Sambudla was not a member of any of those WhatsApp groups, but he told the court that her post on Twitter to her over 100,000 followers were disseminated in the WhatsApp groups and that some of the participants in the groups were her followers. Mpofu then put it to Govender that Zuma Sambudla is not responsible for what her followers may do with the information she puts out. Govender disagreed, saying if the nexus of her messages ended in someone getting hurt or something getting destroyed, there had to be accountability. Nushera Sudial, Durban High Court.
Nuus uit die buiteland. In India is verskeie mense dood na ontploffinge in New Delhi. Dis veroorsaak deur 'n karbom by 'n verkeerslig. Verskeie voertuie is beskadig. Ons hou dit dop. Pretoria môre op na 24, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela 23 en Skukuza 31, Polokwane 23, Messina 31, Mahikeng 24, Rustenburg op na 23. Ek's Malina Forshey, meer nuus om 7.